The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like their teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Friend, let me take out the speck in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log in your own? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your own neighbor's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fault. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor the grapes picked from a bramble bush. Out of the good treasure of the heart, the good person produces good, and out of evil treasure, the evil person produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. If we consider the words of the Lord, we can recognize that some are blind because they cannot see the way of the Lord, and some do not bear fruit because they do not have good roots. So then how do we see, and how do we form good roots in the Lord? It is through the experience of life which the Lord offers to us in His providence. And quite often, it is through sufferings and tribulation. This is exactly what we hear in the first reading from Sirach. It says, "The kiln tests the potter's vessels, so the test the just person is in tribulation. Its fruit discloses the cultivation of a tree. For do not praise someone before they speak, for this is the way people are tested." These are symbols of maturity in the Lord. Maturity through tribulations and difficulties. Now, as we hear of wars and rumors of wars, it's good to keep this in mind, that the Lord, in His permissive will allow the faithful to be tried. But we Christians should not look on this just as meaninglessness, something we just want to get over and to be avoided, but to see how the Lord is speaking through this. As the Pope has said, and our faith says, illness and difficulties have meaning. They can either turn people to God or away from the Lord. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, illness can lead to anguish, self-absorption, sometimes even despair, revolt against God. It can also make a person more mature, helping him discern his life what is not essential, so that he can turn towards that which is. Very often illness provokes a search for God, return to Him. See, we can recognize suffering that tries us, either our own suffering or the suffering of others that we encounter. The saints show us the way to become mature in the Lord. For example, we can look at the life of Mother Teresa, who was living a relatively good life as a religious in a cloister in India, somewhat isolated from the rest of the culture. But then she started to have some different encounters with the extreme poverty around her. And one especially struck her, the encounter with suffering. As she was going on a train in India, a poor beggar was calling out, "I thirst, I thirst." And then later she encountered somebody who was left on the street, seemingly dying, and coming back later heard that he had died. In the beggar, she had a vision of the Lord. The vision was that Christ was the one calling out, "I thirst, I thirst, come help me." That's what started her on the movement to create the Missionaries of Charity, reaching out to the poorest of poor throughout the world. But this was always rooted in that experience with Christ, in the close relationship with Christ. She just didn't reach out as a social worker to give help to the poor. She reached out to give love and the hope of Christ and material help to those in need. It was the suffering that she encountered that came to help her to mature. And we know that continued in her mystical life, in the inner turmoil, difficulties, and the dark night of the soul. This was to try her so that she would be perfected in love. This is the way of the Lord. He wants us all to be perfected in love. Or we can think of another servant of God, Father Walter Chizek, was American, Polish, New Russian, wanted to go off to be a great missionary in Russia, in the Soviet Union, and did, went undercover, sneaking into the Soviet Union in the 1950s, late 40s, but was very quickly caught and put in prison for many years. There in prison, with all his great zeal, he faced despair. The reality that he couldn't persevere under torture. That he caved in and started to question his vocation. But there he found, through his own inner turmoil and brokenness, the Lord, the suffering Lord, with him. And he learned to do that the Lord embraced him in love, which gave him a new, mature perspective. That the Lord was with him, helping him to draw him into his heart in a deeper way. Then he gained renewed strength and maturity to carry on in the Lord, started to take hold of his religious discipline again and practices. In time, to his amazement, he was allowed out of prison and did minister to Russians in the Soviet Union. There in Russia, he found many people of faith, people just like those in North America, hopes, desires, looking for their daily needs, secretly questioning the government, people of hope, people of faith. This is good to keep in mind. There, even under the Soviet Union, there was people that believed, were just human like us. And he had many, many people coming to his masses, so much so the Soviets kept moving him around. So eventually he was returned back to the United States. Or we could think of Canada's own Catherine Doherty, who was Russian-born. She left Russia with her family when the Bolshevik communists came in. And there, because of the experience of suffering of her family, she converted to the Catholic faith, actually became a popular speaker, earning a lot of money in the United States and Canada, but recognized that her life was empty, then turned towards outreach to the poor, for many years doing that in New York. But then she found even despair in that as she was turned away and rejected in that work. Then when she came to Ontario, the area of Cumbermere, she did a consecration to Jesus through Mary, according to St. Louis Marie de Montfort, for 33 days. And that really brought her to a full conversion in the Lord. That's where she started Madonna House. First ones here started in Ontario, others, such as one close to my parents here in Virginia, to reach out to give the presence of Mary and Jesus to the poor, spiritual consolation of people, and a sign to the world. This is what we especially need now. But this all started because of the desolations in her heart and her encounter with frustrations and difficulties, and then putting them into the heart of Jesus and Mary. See, this is the way of the Lord. He will show us through difficulties and challenges and tribulations. They are not meaningless to the Christian. As St. John Paul II said in his apostolic letter on human suffering, Salvisti Doloris, human suffering evokes compassion. It also evokes respect. Its own way intimidates. For in suffering is contained the greatness of a specific mystery. If we live long enough, we encounter this mystery. It's the mystery of your personal suffering. Whether it be that you see somebody around you suffering, and that you have a heart that reaches out to them, or whether you have your own suffering, physically, or even internally, spiritually, mentally. As St. John Paul II says, this special respect for every form of human suffering must be set at the beginning of what we will be expressed here later, but the deepest need of the heart, and also by the deep imperative of faith. See, this is to understand faith correctly. Faith is not a feeling close to the Lord. It's not a hope that things will turn out okay. Faith, as Hebrew says, belief in things unseen, hope for things to come. You do not see it. You hope for something that your eyes do not recognize and you perhaps cannot foresee in front of your face in the human way of thinking. This is true faith. It's in to trust in the Lord, whatever comes. To know He has a plan, to know suffering and difficulties have a meaning in His providence. This is to put ourselves in good ground, to bear good fruit, to allow ourselves to be tried and cultivated. Then we can recognize with open eyes the Spirit of the Lord. Would then we would be rooted in this good soil of the Lord to take hold of His graces, to be tried, cultivated, and matured in Him, that we too may bear good fruit in the Holy Spirit, like the saints and the holy ones have gone before us, so we may rejoice with them in the heavenly reality. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.